streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took center stage during the NATO summit, where he talked policy, experience, and the benefits of age, but proved in a massive gaffe it has drawbacks, too.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president.
Correspondent Jared Hill.
In a rare solo news conference, an energetic President Joe Biden defied calls to drop out of the 2024 race.
I've got to finish this job because there's so much at stake.
The president faced tough questions for an hour as he tried to tamp down concerns over his age and fitness for office.
I've taken three significant and intense neurological exams. Can you name me somebody who's got more major piece of legislation passed in 3.5 years?
But last night, more House Democrats publicly called on the president to step aside.
The Biden campaign is bracing for more possible Democratic defections today. The manhunt has ended for a person suspected of pistol whipping a fast food worker in Houston before allegedly killing a sheriff's officer. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says they caught up with him in the Bavaria neighborhood.
We're able to create a perimeter. We're able to get prepared for entry, and at that point, suspect Palmer was able to exit the location without any further incident, where he was taken into custody.
He's been charged with capital murder. Hundreds of thousands of Texans are facing yet another day, a fifth, without power after Hurricane Beryl. That means no AC again in the stifling summer heat, which is smothering the West as well. Jennifer Polk's walking solo in Pasadena, California, after her daughter begged off their daily ritual.
Tired. Mommy, I don't want to go. It's too hot. The youngest one, she usually comes out here with me, but this morning she was like, it's just too hot to go. Continue to walk. Do it by myself.
High there today, 87. Evictions are reaching record highs in steamy Phoenix. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Since March of last year, Maricopa County has led the nation in eviction filings. The numbers are up 21% here compared to pre-pandemic, topping 83,000 filings. Nationally, about 3.6 million evictions are filed annually, but what's changing is where they're happening.
At least 14 cities have seen double-digit increases from 2019. Most are in the Sun Belt, where populations are growing and rents are rising.
At last night's ESPY Awards on ABC, host Serena Williams took a shot at the Kansas City Chiefs kicker over his controversial comments about women.
Go ahead and enjoy women's sports like you would any other sports.
Except you, Harrison Butker. We don't need you.
S&P futures up 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Law enforcement is laying low with information about that deadly shooting at Cliffside Park Wednesday. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police at the park following a report of a suspicious person laying face down on a park path. Village police, along with Racine County Sheriff's deputies, ended up using deadly force after they say the suspect shot a gun. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave, with an investigation by outside law enforcement underway. June home sales in the area took a hit, according to the latest report from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties saw declines, with Walworth coming in with the most significant year-to-year decrease at 21%. Racine and Kenosha County sales were down 9% and 4% respectively. The realtors continue to warn that there is significant long-term danger without new construction of single-family and condo units. It's been a long time since the kids' pond at Salmon-O-Rama needed to get stocked. Preparations for the return of the Salmon-O-Rama Festival got going yesterday, with Racine firefighters sucking up lake water and putting it into the kids' pond. The 50th iteration of the fishing contest gets going today with the return of live music, food, and more. It's a 9-day run in downtown Racine with fireworks tonight. A Kenosha County tradition takes place this weekend. Bristol Progress Days starts today with the 3-day event featuring the Miss Bristol crowning, a parade tomorrow, and fireworks Sunday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
He's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command, composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair. As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know, occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter. What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what, I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. You know?
Day Tripper at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. It's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen, and good morning. Yep, it's a Friday. Jim Gaffigan was talking about fairs just a moment ago. You know, yesterday was National State Fair Food Day. Yeah, it's only a couple of years old, this holiday, but state fairs are definitely not. They've been around a while. The first U.S. state fair was held in Syracuse, New York, back in 1841. That's 183 years ago. According to a recent poll, the number one reason Americans go to the state fair is, you guessed it, the food. And around here, cheese curds. I'm sure. Or funnel cake, you know. The greasier, the better. As a matter of fact, when it comes to cheese curds, I like when they use the same grease and oil from, like, past years. Adds flavor to the cheese curds. Here come the Stones, Honky Tonk Woman.
I'm in a gentle bar of Queenie.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Looking for a sunshiny day today with a high near 80. Clear tonight, low 65. The gorgeous weather extends through the weekend. Saturday is sunny with a high near 83. And sunny and hot with a high near 92 on Sunday. Right now it's sunny and 64 degrees at Radio Park. Here at WRJN, the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits with the Beach Boys. God only knows. The Beach Boys are summer. And in the winter, when you hear it, it reminds you of summer. So that's kind of good. We play it year round for you here at WRJN. All right. Bloomberg did this story. Now, this is really something to think about here. They're talking about an emerging trend called revival trusts. They're for people who want to be cryogenetically frozen when they die, and they don't want to wake up poor. So what they do is, instead of leaving their money to loved ones or a charity, they keep hoarding it after death. It really gets complicated when you parse out the different ways you could be revived. Like, are you the same person if they only thought your brain? What if they upload your consciousness to a computer and the clones count? So people are actually saving their money, putting it in a trust, in case they're brought back someday. That's if they're can't say that word again. All morning long, I had no problem with the word. Cryogenically frozen. And by the way, Walt Disney was not cryogenically frozen. There's this big rumor going around Walt Disney was frozen. No, he wasn't. He was buried like everybody else. It's 6:18 at WRJN Radio. Sunny today, highs near 80 right now. Sunny, 64 degrees, a gorgeous morning here at Radio Park.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, the Nationals are in for a couple of games through the weekend. The Washington Nationals will be taking on the Brewers at AmFam Field 6:35 p.m. tonight, right here at WRJN. And don't go breaking my heart. John and Kiki D. And Ogre breaking my heart. You always say, who's Kiki D? She's a jazz singer. And I guess Elton John liked her and had that song with her. And Don't Go Breaking My Heart was the big hit. And it brought everybody to say, who's Kiki D? Hey, did you ever drop a penny on the ground? A couple of pennies, maybe a nickel, and you don't pick it up? All right, here's a fun fact for you. Americans are throwing away approximately $68 million in change every year. My question is, I want to know where they're throwing it so I can pick it up.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
It's a WRGN with the Tokens. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Brett Hoffman's going to join us from Marcus Theaters in about an hour from now. And he'll tell you about a new, the Lion King's back out at theaters now. 30th anniversary for the Lion King. And there's also a spinoff of the Lion King coming to theaters. I forgot what the name of it was. Not Mustafa. I forgot what the name of the movie is. He told me last week. I forgot it. Anyway, so the 30th anniversary opens up today at theaters. So if you want to bring your kids to see The Lion King on the big screen, it's at theaters everywhere. Speaking about movies, remember Barbenheimer? It's so last year now. But it was Barbie and Oppenheimer opening up the same weekend. And they called it the Barbenheimer, you know, phenomenon because both pictures did very well at the box office. Well, this is the year of Glicked. Yeah. Friday, November 22nd, both Gladiator 2 and Wicked hit theaters. And Gladiator star Paul Mescal hopes that people turn to for both like they did with Barbenheimer. And for your information, Paul was going to go with Wickedator to combine them, but it didn't roll off your tongue like Glicked did. I don't think that's going to happen again. I think Barbenheimer was a... once-in-a-lifetime experience. 6:30 at WRJN. Let's check news at the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And Stuart J. Waddles is with us right now. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What began as a concerned citizen's 911 call about a man lying on a path in Caledonia's Cliffside Park ended when law enforcement fatally shot the 37-year-old suspect. The incident yesterday happened after the man allegedly fired a gun, forcing officers to respond with lethal force. TMJ4 reports that the man killed was the son of a woman who had died in a house fire in Racine Monday. We're working on learning more. A late-night ding-dong ditch prank in Mount Pleasant escalated into a confrontation involving pepper spray and a car crash. Three juveniles and their adult relative were arrested after the adult allegedly pepper sprayed a man who had pursued them for disturbing the neighborhood. The incident resulted in multiple citations for the juveniles and several charges for the adult, including violating probation, recklessly endangering safety, and contributing to the delinquency of minors. People just driving into Milwaukee will face challenges next week as the city prepares to host the RNC. There will be a number of road closures. The DOT is warning about the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge, plus there will be long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. There are also lots of parking restrictions. The RNC starts Monday. Racine's Monument Square comes alive today with the return of the Harbor Market. The mix of fresh food, crafts, and live music gets going at 4. Recommended parking is in the downtown ramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milk production across the United States remains flat, and at least for now, it doesn't look like it's going up. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Trennell, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says one of the reasons why we're not seeing milk production go up too quickly, heat and very expensive replacement heifers.
A lot of that has to do with the high values of cattle. Beef on dairy animals are worth a lot of money. But you're also watching replacement animals for folks that do have them trading upwards of $3,000 a head. We've even heard over $3,000 a head in certain geographies. And so that is making it more and more difficult for farmers to readily expand in a quick way, despite maybe $20 milk on the board and $4 corn.
Matt Trennell, he's a dairy analyst with EverAg out of their Platteville office. He said they're also noticing pretty sharp declines in milk production in states being impacted by heat. Those states include California and Idaho. Dairy markets, as well as the rest of our grain trade, on the way next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Thursday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a nickel down to $1.89. 40-pound block cheese down a penny and a half, $1.95 and a half. Double A butter another half cent lower, $3.10 a pound. This morning in Chicago, right now we've got December corn trading 2 cents lower at $4.08. November soybeans down a penny and a half at $10.66. September wheat's down to $5.69 a bushel. August class three milk that goes into cheese down six, currently at $19.91. September closed 32 cents lower, 20.37 a hundredweight. These are the lowest commodity prices for corn and beans that we've seen since the pandemic. And that's a quick update on farm market details on a Friday. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
3 weeks ago, I took a Spirit Airlines flight. I know, I don't want to brag up top, but you're like, John, I was on a Spirit Airlines flight, and there was like a medical emergency. You know what they come on? They're like, ah, is there a doctor on board? And everybody was panicking, and I was just like, I go, there's no doctor on a Spirit Airlines flight.
the doctors are on Delta, okay? It was an emergency. People were panicking. They kept lowering the standards. Like, is there a nurse on board? I go, there's no medical professional on this flight. This ticket costs $40. We're all unemployed, okay? They just came back on a second later. Has anyone dropped out of nursing school? Has anyone seen Grey's Anatomy? This girl was like, I was a nurse for Halloween. We're like, well, get in here and help us out.
The Supremes, Can't Hurry Love, local news, timeless hits at WRJN 639 on your Friday morning. I'm Don Rosen, and I've got moron news for you now. There's never a shortage of this. A dealership in Connecticut is in big trouble after a couple of employees took a customer's rare 2018 Chevy Camaro out for a joyride and totaled it. The car's value, $97,000. The owner's suing the place. No word on damages, but it's safe to assume it's going to exceed $100,000. There's no shortage of morons in this world, eh? Sunny today, highs near 80, a beautiful weekend, sunny both days, Saturday and Sunday, highs near 92 on Sunday. Right now it's sunny at 64 degrees at Radio Park with the Spinners. I'll be around. Well, fans of Ellen DeGeneres aren't going to be happy with this news. She's quitting show business, all after her final Netflix special airing later this year. During a recent show, she said, quote, "This is the last time you're going to see me after my Netflix special. I'm done." Then a fan asked her if she'd ever voice Dory from Finding Nemo again. And she said, "No, I'm going bye-bye." Remember? That was kind of a snotty answer from Ellen DeGeneres, wasn't it? Summer in the City, Love and Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Summer of the City at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. 6:46 here on your Friday morning. Coming up a little later on, I'm going to talk to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters in the next hour. Find out what's opening up in movies this weekend. Also, we'll talk to Mike Clemens. Not only are we going to talk about baseball, we're going to talk about stock car racing at Slinger Speedway. Something interesting happened up there in Slinger. Mike's going to tell us all about that coming up a little after 7:45. It's about 7:50 this morning. Cheap people on Reddit listed their favorite money-saving hacks, and one of them is pretty good. They included planning meals according to what's on sale, using an app to track impulse purchases, and this is what I kind of like. Creating a rule, you can't buy something unless you get rid of something. I like that. You buy something, nah, you got to get rid of it. I told that to my wife. She said you can start with your shirts in the closet. What's the matter with my shirts in the closet? They've served me well for the past 25 years. Why would I want to get rid of them?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are experiencing grief. To learn more or find out about healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic Convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Don Rosen.
Don't you love all that psychedelic music? It's going to be sunny and gorgeous all weekend with a high near 92 when we get to Sunday. Right now, 64 and sunny at Radio Park. Brownhead Girl, Van Morrison at WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts are thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, just like that. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
6:56 to WRJN. You know there's mercury in tuna fish, right? You knew that. But we eat it anyway. And now here's some more bad news for seafood fans. A new study found high levels of fiberglass found in oysters and mussels for the first time. Fiberglass. How the heck did it get in there? Lee's Bus Stop. What, 1965 with that song? You know how I remember that song? We were going on vacation in August of that year, and we had a little tiny tape recorder, my brother and I, and we put our favorite songs on there because we knew my father wasn't going to listen to it on the radio. So we had this little reel-to-reel tape recorder. Well, you can put it in the palm of your hand. It was very small. And Bus Stop was on there. We put Bus Stop. By the end of the trip, the batteries were running low. We didn't have any extra batteries. We didn't think that far ahead. And by the end of the trip, the song was going, Bus Stop, Bus Stop. My father said, shut that off. Yeah, but we don't want to hear your radio. Shut it off. So we did. It was annoying, I got to admit that. Hey, how about some good news this morning?